Abortion Giants, We Still Believe Julie Swetnick. By Dr. Susan Berry on October 27, 2018. Abortion industry giants Planned Parenthood and NARAL say they still believe Julie Swetnick. The woman who first accused newly confirmed Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh of gang raping girls while in high school and then walked back her own statement. Both groups tweeted they still believe Swetnick, who, along with her attorney, Michael Avenatti, was referred for criminal investigation Thursday. Senate Judiciary Chairman Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa referred both Swetnick and Avenatti to be criminally investigated for potential false statements during Kavanaugh's confirmation hearings. Grassley said in a statement, "When a well-meaning citizen comes forward with information relevant to the committee's work, I take it seriously. It takes courage to come forward, especially with allegations of sexual misconduct or personal trauma. I'm grateful for those who find that courage. But in the heat of partisan moments, some do try to knowingly mislead the committee. That's unfair to my colleagues, the nominees and others providing information who are seeking the truth. It stifles our ability to work on legitimate lines of inquiry. It also wastes time and resources for destructive reasons. We welcome the investigation as now we can finally get to the bottom of Judge Kavanaugh's lies and conduct," Avenatti responded on Twitter. "Let the truth be known." During the confirmation hearings, Planned Parenthood threatened U.S. senators who might be considering voting in favor of Kavanaugh with a statement on Twitter, "We're coming for you." Planned Parenthood also fundraised off Swetnick's accusations. Following Senator Susan Collins' vote to confirm Kavanaugh, both Planned Parenthood and NARAL condemned the Republican from Maine who has consistently voted to fund Planned Parenthood with taxpayer monies. "Women won't forget," tweeted Planned Parenthood. NARAL tweeted that Collins' vote was a vote to disregard the trauma of women and survivors. Shame. Following Kavanaugh's confirmation, NARAL launched a $1 million ad campaign, channeling left-wing rage over the confirmation, and intending to take down key House Republicans. Meanwhile, Planned Parenthood said it was spending more than $4 million on 24 House races in advance of the midterm elections in order to make abortion the number one congressional issue.